Rethink, Redefine, and Reinvent Your Health by Dr. Eric Plasker. Have you ever been asked on a survey if you consider yourself to be a healthy person? How did you answer? Were you being truthful to yourself and on the survey? If not, now would be a good time to rethink, redefine, and reinvent your health so you can start living 100% for 100 years or more. The fact is that in 2020, a poll found that over 71% of Americans said their overall health and wellness was good or excellent. Meanwhile, statistics for that same year stated that 1 out of every 3 U.S. adults was obese. Additionally, trends in the leading causes of death between 2015 and 2020 show a yearly increase in heart disease, stroke, and Alzheimer's disease, just to name a few. So how come everyone says they feel so healthy? There are reasons why this health information is so confusing and contradictory. One reason is that some people don't like to talk about their health and will say anything to end the conversation. Other people believe that one aspect of their lifestyle compensates for the other aspects of their lifestyle, which, overall, makes them healthy. For example, the person who goes to the gym religiously believes it's perfectly okay to regularly indulge in their favorite fast food meal at lunch. They see the gym as their lifestyle and their diet as the reward. This thinking allows them to maintain a positive self-image and answer the survey question we asked above by saying that they are a healthy person. The real truth is, Americans, while spending far more per person on healthcare than other wealthy countries, are not getting better results. As noted by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we are far behind the leader Japan when it comes to life expectancy at birth, behind the leader Mexico when it comes to unmanaged asthma, behind the leader Iceland when it comes to unmanaged diabetes and also heart attack mortality. And these are just some of the examined areas. So what's going on? Why do most Americans think of themselves as healthy when they aren't? Perhaps our standards are just too low. Could we be thinking that living at 40% for 60 years is enough of a life? Maybe we accept that aches and pains as we grow older are inevitable? Is it possible that we believe that everyone will develop dementia sooner or later? If any of this is true, and we're pretty sure it is, then we as Americans are on the wrong track and we need to rethink, redefine, and reinvent our health and our definition of health. Luckily, chiropractors have the prescription. We've said it before and we'll say it again, stop blaming your age. The 100-year lifestyle website is filled with articles of centenarians, near centenarians, and super centenarians who are showing us every day that you really can live at 100% for 100 years or more, with your health intact. If your lifestyle isn't designed for you to make the right choices and create the best habits to lead to a pain-free, polypharmacy-free lifestyle regardless of your age, then you need to make some changes. If you aren't maintaining your spine health, supporting your IT system, and doing what you can to support your body's innate ability to heal, it's time you reinvent your health, your perspective, and your lifestyle. Then, the next time someone asks you if you consider yourself to be a healthy person, you will be able to say yes, truthfully. Get started rethinking, redefining, and reinventing your health today with the help of a 100-year lifestyle provider. Find one near you, and start feeling great and speaking your truth today.